Good afternoon. I'm Airman First Class Wilcox from the 354th Operations Group at Allison Air Force Base. What are your concerns in the next 2 to 3 years for the world?
Like, what are the concerns over the next few years for the world, which really means for us in the world? I wish I could give you a short list. Unfortunately, it's not a short list. So I'm sorry about that, but that just shows the importance of what you do. So I'll just start. We got to beat ISIL. We're going to beat ISIL. These guys are evil, and we are, as I said, the noble, and they are the evil, and we are the many, and they are the few, and fundamentally, we're the strong. So we will beat them, and we're doing that now and figuring out how to get better at it. And the reason it's tricky is that it's not so much a matter of beating ISIL, it's keeping them beaten. And we can beat them, but keeping them beaten means somebody who lives there has to be part of the defeat and take over. And that's the tricky part, is finding capable and motivated local forces whom we can enable, but we can't substitute for them if we're going to have a lasting future. We know that, right, from experience. So that's ISIL. Then I'm about to head to Korea. And since you know... So the North Koreans are, well, the North Koreans. So we have to be ready, as we say, to fight tonight, every night on the Korean Peninsula. It's been like that for, 60 years, right? So a long time, but there it is. And you got to do that. So that's an oldie. ISIL's a new one. Korea's an oldie. Russia's kind of in between, right? We didn't really think about Russia as being aggressive since the Cold War ended. But now we see things going on in Ukraine and elsewhere, and realize that we have to be concerned about that as well. China. Similarly, we have big trade relationship, lots of good things going on between us and China, but in the back of your mind, peace isn't kept automatically. We have to work at it all the time. And that's true with respect to a country like China. But then there's Iran, also in the Middle East. Again, you know, it's not entirely black or white, but Iran continues with malign activity in the Middle East that is concerning to us, to friends and allies, Israel, the Gulf states, and so forth. And we have interests in that part of the world. So I'm sorry that's a long answer. I mean, I really am sorry that's a long answer, because I wish we had one thing or two things, but we don't. We have a number that I could keep going, too.